Intercourse.
Attend unto our tale, in which we'll carry ye beyond the pale. Go with us, prithee, past your common sense. Herein we'll voyage years, 400 hence. Time travel, such is our agenda bold. Yea, from our author's mind shall this unfold. For this endeavor, England, we must leave. In far America, our tale we weave. View wonders, on our stage do we arrive, in late October, 1985.
Enter two Libyans in a van.
Oh, hear my song, thou god of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for mine. Nay, call me not an enemy, my friend, for I am one who'd gladly welcome peace. Yet when the time for peace hath fled and gone, when others do betray us wrongfully, shall we not act? Hath not a Libyan eyes? Hath not a Libyan his hands and organs, dimensions, senses, passions, and affections? Fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, and subject to the same diseases, healed by the same means, both warmed and cooled too. If you prick us, do we not bleed? Or if you tickle us, do we not laugh? Yea, if you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Enter Lou Carruthers and customers of Lou's Cafe, including young George McFly.
What is thy story, Junior? What hast done? Hast thou jumped from a ship and wandered here?
What, sir?
The life preserver thou dost wear, and 'twere a doublet. Yet 'tis surely not, for never was there doublet so absurd.
Forgive me, I would use thy phone. 'Tis all.
'Tis in the back. Shalt thou some morsel order, wayward lad?
Indeed. Give me a tab.
A tab thou'lt have, once thou dost place thine order. Know'st thou not how this doth work in modern times as these?
Pepsi free, then, prithee, shall be mine.
No Pepsi free. Thou must pay for thy drink.